Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Romans First by Verse, brought to you by Teleos. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of Romans, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Romans. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Okay, now with verse 16, things get a little more detailed. This verse is a pretty important verse. It gives us some keen insight into Paul's motivations, but more than this, we really start to see why he's writing this particular letter to the Roman Christians. This verse reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Okay, a little historical context. Christianity is brand new at this point. In fact, Christians are still under serious persecution. The brunt of this persecution comes from the Pharisees, the Jewish religious leaders, one of which Paul himself used to be. Now, when Paul and the other apostles would carry the gospel to a new Gentile city and establish a church there, what would happen, and we see this in the book of Acts, it's the cause of the first major, division in the church, leading to the Jerusalem Council of Acts 15. What would happen is these Jewish Christians would come into the cities. They would come out of Jerusalem into the cities and into these churches, and though they were believers, they would bring with them traditional Jewish law-keeping customs. And they would begin telling these Gentiles that if they wanted to be Christians, they would have to adopt those Jewish customs, like circumcision or certain food laws. And it caused no small amount of confusion among the Gentiles. So Paul would write these letters back to these churches and their leaders to address a lot of the problems that arose because of divisions primarily caused by these Jewish believers called Judaizers. Now, I say all of that to say this. Paul, it would seem, did not establish the church in Rome. Again, he's not writing this letter to establish a church, he's writing to an already established church. And we have to pay attention to these little conjunctions, the connective tissue between verses. This verse begins with the word for. In Greek, this is gar. It's a conjunction. And it's an important little word because it usually establishes purpose and it comes as a conclusion or as a result. So, Paul has just said in the previous section that he longs to come to Rome and preach the gospel there, as he has done among all the Gentiles. For, he says now, he is not ashamed of the gospel. It's a very bold statement, and it clearly relates to Paul's delay in coming to Rome. And here we have what I will argue is our first real evidence of what is going on in the church at Rome that prompts Paul to write this letter. What you have in the church at Rome is a growing division among the Christians facilitated primarily by Judaizers. Now, my evidence for that will come later in the book. However, the thing that has really stoked Paul into writing is what they're saying about him. That the reason he has not come to Rome is because he's ashamed of his gospel, and they're essentially accusing him of teaching lies. And Paul will address that specifically a little bit later too. So the reason this is such an important verse, it's essentially becomes what we would think of as Paul's thesis statement for the book. He is not ashamed of preaching the gospel. In fact, it's the preaching of the gospel that has prevented him from making it to Rome. And more than this, there is real power in the gospel message because it comes from God. This is not man-made. And everyone who believes in it finds salvation, anyone and everyone. Now, a quick word on this to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Basically, Greek here means those who are not Jewish, Gentiles, in other words. But the sequence of God's revelation prioritizes the Jewish people. And Paul will unpack this as his letter goes on. So that's it for this verse. We'll continue our study in the next video with verse 17.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Romans Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.